This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. As U.S. lawmakers work to reach a bipartisan gun safety deal, they're being challenged by both relatives of shooting victims and by Hollywood. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
What are you doing?
Garnell Whitfield Jr.'s 86-year-old mom was killed in a Buffalo supermarket.
Imagine the faces of your mothers as you look at mine.
His testimony to a Senate panel came as Democrat Chris Murphy worked with GOP negotiators on a gun measure he admits won't come close to what's needed to curb the epidemic.
But the American people are looking for progress.
Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell won't predict how many of his members will back a deal. Step one is to reach one.
I hope that'll be sooner rather than later.
At the exact time McConnell was speaking at the Capitol, actor Matthew McConaughey was at the White House, a Uvalde, Texas native and gun owner pleading with lawmakers.
Find a middle ground, the place where most of us Americans live anyway.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
38 persons have been confirmed dead after the attack Sunday on a church in southwestern Nigeria, according to the Catholic Church where the incident happened. The church said the figure previously excluded the dead bodies taken to private hospitals. Nigeria's National Emergency Management Services earlier said 22 bodies were counted at the morgue after the attack at St. Francis Catholic Church, far fewer than the death toll of 50 given earlier by Tuesday lawmakers. The exact number of those dead is still not clear, as some were taken away by family members for private burials, residents said. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. UN agencies are warning of famine in Somalia and a surge of child deaths across the Horn of Africa if their appeals for urgently needed funds to save the lives of hundreds of thousands of hungry, malnourished children remain unmet. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Horn of Africa is experiencing its fourth consecutive year of failed rains, a climate event not seen in at least 40 years. If the drought persists, the World Food Program warns as many as 20 million people will be suffering from acute hunger by the end of the year. UNICEF reports more than 1.7 million children across Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia are in urgent need of treatment for severe acute malnutrition, the deadliest form of the condition. Rania Dagash Kamara is UNICEF Deputy Regional Director, Eastern and Southern Africa.
We have an estimated 386,000 children in Somalia who are in desperate need of treatment for life-threatening severe acute malnutrition.
More than a quarter million people died in the Somali famine of 2011, half of them children under age five. Dagash Kamara says children are dying from a combination of malnutrition and killer diseases such as measles and cholera. She says the drought has killed crops and livestock and dried up water sources. Children are starving and do not have the defenses to fight off the deadly impact of malnutrition and disease. The agencies are appealing for critical support from the G7, which will meet in Germany later this month. They say the G7 advanced countries have it within their power to stave off a catastrophe that need not and must not happen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Investigators commissioned by the UN's top human rights body say tensions between Palestinians and Israelis are underpinned by Israel's quote-unquote perpetual occupation of Palestinian areas with no apparent intention of ending it. The findings released Tuesday came in the first report by a commission of inquiry created last year by the UN-backed Human Rights Council in the aftermath of an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza in May 2021. Recapping our top story, the son of an 86-year-old woman killed in the racist Buffalo, New York mass shooting is calling on the U.S. Congress to act against domestic terrorism. His emotional testimony came against the backdrop of intensifying Senate negotiations on a gun safety bill. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.